Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats Podcast. I am your host, Erica Broom, and today we are going to be talking about apologizing online for our appearances and why doing this can be harmful to our self-esteem, and therefore why we need to stop doing it. But before we get right into the episode, of course, we always start the top of the show with a little life update. So as you all know, I'm moving at the end of the month. It is officially August. And so now I'm starting to freak out. It's 28 days as of today, as of recording this podcast. It is 28 days until we move. So if you're watching the replay in the Babes Club app, you're seeing this real time. I don't think that any of these episodes will be released to my actual podcast feed until Sean gets back, because I have no idea what I'm doing. He was the one, like I said a couple episodes ago, he's the one that was always doing all of the the uploading and the editing of the episodes. So before he left for his job in Kamloops, I made him set up this microphone and show me like what knobs to turn on the like soundboard and everything, so that I could start doing these podcasts again, forgetting that like he's the one that did all that stuff for me. So I don't know anything beyond the ability to stream this live into the Babes Club app. So if you are watching live, of course, as always, please say hello. I'd love to say hi back. And if you're watching the replay, of course, say hashtag replay in the comments too. I would love to know that you saw this. But yeah, we're 28 days away from the move. I feel like I have been waiting for it to be August to start like actually freaking out a little bit. So for those of you that don't know, I have lived in Regina for my whole life, 34 years I have lived here. I lived in Moose Jaw for a week. It might have been 2 weeks, I don't remember for sure. I moved in with an ex-boyfriend and his mother, so y'all can imagine how well that went and why I moved back so quickly to Regina. And then I spent 6 months of my life living in Virginia in the United States. But other than that, I have lived in Regina my whole life. And even that trip to Virginia, like I said on a previous episode, it was always with the intention I was going to come back. So this move, I am actually, like, I mean it this time, which sounds scary. It's freaking me out just thinking about it, because you know, you live in one area your whole entire life, and then having to like uproot everything, uproot all of your friendships, your relationships, your business. Oh my god. And moving it to an entirely new province, entirely new market, like it's feeling like a lot now that August is here. Like I feel like the last 3 months or the last couple of months since we found our place, I think we signed the lease on our new place. Was it in June? It might have been. We found a place so fast. It kind of blew my hair back a little how quickly we found this place. But I got really excited about the move when we found that place. And very quickly that excitement wore off and it turned into a little bit of anxiety, trying to be like, oh my god, now this is actually happening. But I managed to like squash that away. Like Sean's move to Kamloops for his job that he got, like that kind of just like ripped out the carpet from underneath both of us, and so didn't really give us a chance to like freak out about the move. It is getting so close to the actual move. Like it's 28 days. Like we're in the single digit. Well, we haven't been in the single digit the whole time, I guess. But it's feeling so close, and things are packed up. Like I'm packing things away. I'm at the point in packing where like I can't really continue to pack. It's now too far away from the move in order for me to like pack up the rest of the things that I have. Like I suppose there's a few things like on my desk. I have all my like crystals over here and like a few books kind of scattered here and there that I could probably pack away. But you know, when you get to that point where you're just like, I need to pack. Because I'm doing all this myself too. Sean is like, he's coming back to help with the move, but I have to have everything packed before he comes back. But it's to the point now where it's just like, you know, you're so close to the move that you want to pack everything up, but at the same time, you still need to use stuff in the meantime. So I'm at that point in the move where I am trying to keep it all together. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of, it's like a little upsetting to the nervous system when you're packing up everything and just kind of like putting away all of your belongings and just like, I like things where I have them. I like to have my stuff set up and when it's being put away and I don't know where things are, or if I like put something away too soon and I have to dig through a box. That happened to me the other day. I don't remember what I had to dig for, but I was like, oh crap, I packed that thing away, I need to go find it, which is annoying. But yeah, that's just part of packing. So I'm ready for this move. I'm feeling very ready. This is something like I have been wanting to do this move for a very long time. It has been a very long time coming. But now that it's almost here, yeah. If any of y'all have some good moving tips, packing tips, like tips on how to help yourself stay calm and sane during a big transition like this, because it's not just like I'm moving to a new house, like I'm moving to an entirely new province. I'm moving 1,200 kilometers away from Regina to the Nelson, BC area, where I don't know anybody. I have nobody out there. Neither one of us know anybody. Although I have been able to like make a few connections with people through Instagram and stuff. I think I have some like a couple of potential friends possibly that I'm going to try to foster that relationship going forward. But it's a lot. If like when you're an adult, it's so hard to make friends. Part of why I'm freaking out so much is just because I don't know anyone out there and I don't know what to expect. But I'm definitely looking forward to a more mild winter. Let's just put it that way. I am over these hellscape Saskatchewan winters, and if y'all have lived here for as long as I have, you probably feel the same about winter, unless you're like a person that likes winter, I guess. But anyway, that's enough about me. I wanted to give y'all a few updates about what's been going on in the app. So if you haven't heard or haven't seen, we are currently doing the Sexy Selfie contest. So that is going to be a monthly contest. We did it out for since the start of July. I should have actually ended it, I'm realizing, on the 31st, because Monday was the 1st of August. So it would have made more sense to end it then. So either way, there's an extra week for July's contest. So right now, I can't remember what the prompt was for this week. What was it? Oh, it was arch for the sky. So you have to arch your back, take a sexy selfie, follow the guide. There's a guide in the app. If you don't already know that, it's just in the main menu under guides and extras. You can just click on the sexy selfie guide. There is a bunch of different videos that I have just uploaded. Those were all from my TikTok, so I actually downloaded them off TikTok and uploaded them to the app so that we have them all in one space. So there's all of the video kind of prompts, posing, and everything that I've done for that, as well as there is the original guide there as well still. So check that out if you haven't already. And I'm realizing that my connection might not be the best, so I'm really hoping that this recording is going okay. If it's not, please let me know in the comments so that I can maybe fix it if you are watching live and are having trouble following along because it's being choppy. Hopefully that's not the case. I'm just going to keep going until someone mentions otherwise. Yeah, so the Sexy Selfie Contest, we are doing a monthly contest. So you get at the end of the month, I am entering everybody in that participated for the challenges. Every week that you participate, every week that you post a selfie and following the prompt, you will be entered in to the end of the month for the grand prize for the month. So this month, I am giving away either a virtual empowerment session. So we will get together via Zoom or Google Chat or whatever, and I will pose you. I will help you set up your phone. I will pose you with my voice, and I will take some screenshots for you of the stream, and then I'll edit them and then send you some images from that. So that was a really fun thing that I was doing during quarantine, and I realized that's a really easy thing that I can kind of offer to y'all, because not everybody here in this community is from my area. So it'd be a cool way to kind of get together online and do a little kind of virtual empowerment session. If that's not your jam, you can also choose from a $50 gift card for our online shop. So if you haven't participated this month, there is still time. You can get your selfie in until Saturday at midnight. And then on Sunday, I will be announcing the winner from this month, and then I'll be doing the next month's prompt that day as well. So make sure to enter in every week. Every week that you enter, you get an extra entry in. So the more that you participate, the more chances you have to win. And I also wanted to mention we have some witchy content coming out into the app. So I have been posting in the Witchy Babes group some kind of beginner's guides to things like aromatherapy, crystals, like meditation, chakras, that kind of thing. But realized that it's really easy for that content to get buried because I do a daily card pull for the members of the Witchy Babes group as well. So instead of making them into posts, I have started to convert those types of posts into articles. So those are also available through the main menu of the app as well. It's just called Witchy Babes Articles. I may move those to a different folder, maybe like content folder. So if you can't find it, if this is like a few weeks from now that you're watching this and you don't see the Witchy Babes articles in the main menu, it is there. Just dig for it, I promise you. But that way you can just reference them whenever you want. They're easy to access. You don't have to scroll and try to find the hashtag or something like that. So from here on out, I will be publishing all of the witchy content as articles. And that will hopefully make them easier to find. So I'll be posting a new article every week. So look out for that. And then I also wanted to mention that with the new selfie videos that I've been posting from TikTok, I'm actually going to be starting very soon. I'm going to record a bunch of them today. Hopefully, that's the plan. Tuesday is my content creation day. I make all my TikToks and I'm going to hopefully make a bunch of posing videos as well. I will be releasing some posing tips, selfie tips, like how to take better selfies, like how to set up your phone, tips on how to actually take them, like lighting tips, like in posing and all that stuff. So those will be exclusive to the app. I will not be posting those ones to TikTok. I'll probably still post some to TikTok to try to, like, you know, be like, hey, look at all this cool stuff I've got going on over in the app. So if you see me posting stuff like that to TikTok, I will also post those to the app too, but there will be app exclusive posing videos coming very soon. So look out for that. I will be posting about that in the news and events group once that those become available. And also, one last thing, speaking of our online shop, I mentioned that gift card that you can win for participating in the Sexy Selfie Contest, or challenge, I mean. So right now in the online shop, shop.thebabes.club, I do have a moving sale on right now. So it's up to 40% off of everything in the shop. I really would appreciate your help getting some of this stuff out of my storage room and into your hands, onto your body, whatever, depending on if you're buying lingerie. And because I don't want to move it all. I don't want to move all this stuff to BC. Please, everybody, help me out. Buy this stuff. Support me. Your contributions help support the Babes Club app. And of course, me. This is my full-time job. Like, the Babes Club is my life and it's my job. So yeah, if there's anything in the shop that you've had your eye on for a while, there is very limited stock left on everything. So make sure to go and check it out, and help me clear that stuff out, because once all this stuff is cleared out, I'm actually going to be shifting the direction of my shop a little, which I'm very excited about. I don't want to talk about that quite yet. But I will not be carrying lingerie or sex toys anymore. So I will be changing up what the Babes Club shop has to offer. I am very excited about this change and I cannot wait to share it with everybody. Because I think that, like, the lingerie and the sex toys worked for what it was. I think it did fit in really well with, like, the boudoir studio, especially the lingerie side, and, like, duh, sex toys, why not? But I feel this direction that I'm going to be shifting in fit for the spirit of the Babes Club and just what I want the Babes Club to actually be. It's about empowerment, right? And yeah, lingerie and sex toys can be empowering, but I am much more interested in empowering other small business owners as well. So do with that information what you want. Speculate wildly in the comments if you want. But yeah, some changes are coming to the shop and I cannot wait. So just help me out and clear out some of my stocks so that I can bring some new things in and you can like save a bunch of money too. If you see anything that you want and you have any questions about it, you can always just submit a message through the online shop or just DM me in the Babes Club app. I'm always happy to answer any of your questions. All right, so now that all of that is out of the way, let's dive into today's episode. Today's topic is stop apologizing. What do I mean by that? What do I mean stop apologizing? I don't mean be a dick to everybody around you. I just mean that y'all need to stop apologizing for every little thing. So I've noticed something that a lot of content creators online do at the start of their videos. And it's not just content creators, it's all of us that do this, sometimes whether we're aware of it or not. And the funny thing is that I had to actually stop myself at the start of this episode from apologizing for the lighting situation as today. My ring light died the other day. I'm very upset about it. And the lighting situation in my loft is just not ideal. So I changed my background on my desktop to white. So hopefully that's like reflecting a little bit more on my face. But I had to stop myself because it is such an ingrained response in so many of us. And I'm sure that you have noticed it. Maybe you've been watching your favorite creator online. And the first thing they do when they start the video is apologize. And what are they apologizing for? Usually they're apologizing for their appearance, or the state of the room behind them, whatever it may be. And it's usually something like, I'm so sorry, my hair is a mess today. Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't put makeup on today. Oh, I'm so sorry, I look tired today. Or I'm so sorry, ignore the stain on my shirt. And why do we do this? That's a great question, isn't it? I think that often we feel the need to apologize because we feel inadequate. And it's in these moments that our low self-esteem can often seep through, right? So one thing that has always bothered me about this habit that we have is that by saying these things, all we are doing is drawing attention to them, right? Like you'd think that that would be the complete opposite of what we're trying to do by mentioning it in the first place. Because maybe if you hadn't have mentioned it, nobody would have noticed. Maybe if you hadn't have mentioned that mustard stain on your shirt, nobody would have noticed. And even if they had noticed, would they care? Probably not. If they do care, they probably don't deserve a space in your life, right? So the next time that you find yourself apologizing for your parents, I want you to try some of the following techniques instead. So number one, appreciate and focus on what your body can do for you. So maybe that means that you can run a marathon. Maybe you can swim an entire mile in 2 minutes. Is that even possible? I don't know. Maybe you are like me and you just recently discovered that you can, in fact, do crow pose in yoga and not fall flat on your face, right? Or maybe your body manages to walk up 3 flights of stairs, even if you're out of breath after that, but you're able to walk up the three flights of stairs when you were told that you would never walk again, right? So when we appreciate the things that our bodies can do for us, it really helps us to shift the focus away from worrying about our appearance 100% of the time. And I'm not saying here that I don't worry about my appearance ever, right? I definitely do. I am not immune to that. I have done a lot of self-work around trying to just let go of that expectation that I have been putting on myself all the time, because it's not fair to ourselves, right? If we're worrying about our appearance all the time, if we're constantly ripping ourselves apart, if we're constantly being a bully to ourselves, we're not doing ourselves any favors. And when we have those internal dialogues with ourselves, that leaks out into the way we talk about ourselves to others. So that goes back to being like, oh, I'm so sorry, I look tired today. Oh, I didn't put makeup on, I look sick. And it's like, no, stop apologizing for the way that your body is. It is okay to look tired. It is okay to have messy hair. It is okay to be fat. Fat is not a bad word. I've talked about this before. It's okay to wear whatever is comfortable, right? It's okay to wear a size 2. It's okay to wear a size 32, size 42, size 4XL, 6XL, whatever, right? Stop being so mean to ourselves. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Stop worrying about your appearance so much. Because like I said, that leaks out into your everyday life. It leaks out into the way that you talk about yourself and the way that you think and feel about yourself as well.
Are you ready to see yourself in a new light? The Babes Club is the perfect social community for claiming your confidence, for finding that inner goddess, for learning to love each and every dimple, roll, and freckle. If you're ready to learn to love yourself again, download the Babes Club app today or find us at app.thebabes.club. It's free to join, so what are you waiting for?
When you speak out those things, if you're saying, I'm sorry, I look tired today, all you're doing is reiterating to yourself that looking tired equals bad, which we know isn't the case, right? Looking tired is just a fact. Sometimes you look tired. That's okay. Sometimes you have messy hair. Sometimes you spend an hour on your hair in the morning and you step out onto Duny Avenue from your apartment and the wind just whips your hair up and throws it all around into a rat's nest. And then that's just it. You have no control over that, right? You have no control whether or not the wind is going to mess up your hair. So don't apologize for your hair being messy. Your hair is just messy. It's okay. So the second thing I want you to try to do is to avoid the negative self-talk. And I feel like y'all have heard me repeat this over and over and over and over and over. But if you're constantly talking down to yourself, all you are doing is bullying yourself into lower self-esteem and making yourself feel like you need to apologize for just existing. I want you to stop that shit right now. Stop this podcast right now and go over to the self-talk workbook in the app and fill that thing out already if you haven't. I promise you it will change the way you see yourself and will give you some tools to stop that negative self-talk right in its tracks. If you need the tools, I know it's hard. It feels hard to just stop the negative self-talk, especially if you have been doing it for so long, if it's a habit that you have encouraged in yourself for your whole life. It can feel really hard to stop, but just like any habit, we can change them by working on it, right? So that self-talk workbook is gold. It will help you shift the way you feel about yourself, and it will give you the tools, like I said, to stop that negative self-talk. So when you catch yourself next time about to apologize for looking tired or for the stain on your shirt or whatever it might be, that workbook will help you. Sorry, there. My neighbor's dog is just, you probably couldn't hear him, but I sort of could. He's just yelling and howling in the back. I feel so bad for him. He's just this little Dalmatian puppy. He gets left home like all day. I just feel so bad for him. So he was just yelling, so I got distracted there. Number 3, I want you to, next time you are about to apologize for your appearance, I want you to shift your focus. So when you feel the need to apologize for your appearance, something that you can try, maybe this will work for you, maybe not, but you don't know what'll work until you try, right? So pull up a memory of a big accomplishment that you've made. Shifting your thoughts to a positive memory can automatically reduce any of those negative or shameful feelings that you're feeling about yourself. So your skills, your talents, and your qualities are what make you amazing and special, and they should be celebrated. That's just shifting your focus. That kind of meant that sort of like ties in a little bit to that negative self-talk, because part of the workbook, I make you write out all of the bad things or the mean things that you say to yourself. And then I think the next week, the next section is writing out all the positive things that you could be saying to yourself if you're not already, and helping you to shift that focus, right? So for example, one of the mean things that you say to yourself is, oh, I always look so tired. Ugh. The way that you could shift it to being a little more neutral at least would be, yeah, I look tired today, but that's okay. I didn't get very much sleep. Or even if I did get a lot of sleep, sometimes I just look tired, and that's okay. It is okay to look tired. So the last thing I want to mention is to forgive yourself. Yes, I know this is something that so many of us struggle with, myself included. But you really need to start cutting yourself some slack. You are doing the best that you can. By being compassionate and kind to ourselves, we can lessen the blow of that inner bully that comes out to play in our weakest moments. And when are we often the weakest? When we are feeling inadequate, like I said at the top of the show. When we're feeling inadequate, that is when we feel the need to apologize. So maybe even just forgive yourself for feeling inadequate. There's an idea. So is this something that you have found yourself doing? Maybe you're not just doing it online. I know at the top of the show I mentioned a lot, or talked a lot about like content creators and just people who I've seen on TikTok and like Instagram and stuff just apologizing for their appearances at the top of their video or like in their caption or whatever. Maybe you have done it more in real life more often than you think. So start paying attention to the way that you are talking about yourself to others, because awareness is the first step. Awareness is the first step to changing that habit. So the next time you catch yourself apologizing for your appearance, for the state of your home, for the state of your children's grass and dirt stained clothing, maybe. Children are just wild. I don't have kids, but I know that they're wild. They're like crazy animals. They're going to be wild and crazy and dirt and grass stained. You don't have to apologize for your kids being children. So I just want you to stop and remind yourself that you are doing the best that you can, just like the rest of us. We are all just doing the best that we can, and that's the best that we can get, right? Best that we can get, that's the best that we have. We're doing the best that we can. Even I'm doing the best that I can at the end of this show here. So, yeah, as always, at the end of the show, I hope, before I get going with this, I hope that that was helpful for you. If anything kind of came up for you during today's episode that you want to chat to me about, you can always reach out to me via DM in the Babes Club app. Just shoot me a message. If we aren't already connected, you'll have to send me a message request and then I'll accept it. But yeah, just let me know what came up for you in today's show, or like let me know in the comments what came up for you and how you are going to go forward and change the way that you talk about yourself to others. So at the end of every show, I always do a card pull from my favorite deck. This week's favorite deck is the same as last week's favorite deck, the Tales of the Mystical Cats Tarot. I love this deck. It is one of my favorites. So we are going to pull a card from the deck. This is a collective reading. So as always, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. If I'm not pulling a card directly for you, it might be a little harder to connect with, but usually there's at least a tidbit or two in each card. Whoops. Try that again here. All right, whoopsie. What have we got here? We got the Three of Sky. I'll show you in just a second here. So today we pulled the Three of Sky card. There's a few kitties up on this kind of ledge on a building. They're all knocking shit off the ledge, as cats do. This guy at the top is just like, look at this big, fancy, very expensive looking crystal that I have got my paw on, and I'm looking directly at you while I knock it off and shatter it to the ground. So, the Three of Sky. If we choose to do so, cats can move gracefully among even the most fragile objects. These troublemaking sky cats choose to see how much they can wreck for their own amusement. Cherished items of adornment or veneration are valued only for the crash they make as they hit the ground. The destruction these cats leave in their wake is hilarious to them as they delight in their own careless mischief. The cat's advice is to not engage in petty disagreements or dramas that engage lesser minds. Such activities are beneath you. Resist the temptation to abandon your own values in order to find companions. It's far better to be on your own than to associate with those who enjoy making trouble and stirring up discord. So, for me, I think we can kind of relate this back to today's episode. In the way that it said here, it's better to be on your own. Resist the temptation to abandon your own values in order to find companions. So if you're finding that in order to be accepted by your friend group, this is what came up in my mind, because you feel the need to constantly apologize for your appearance, then maybe it is time to consider getting new friends. Or if you're not ready for that, at least setting some boundaries around your friends, right? If you're hanging out with people all the time that are constantly doing this, that are constantly being like, oh, sorry, my legs are hairy today, I didn't shave this morning, or oh, I forgot to put on makeup, I look disgusting, or oh, this outfit makes me look, by hanging out with those people, sort of reinforcing those to your own system. And that is not doing you any favors either, right? So if you want to keep these friends, that's okay. Not every friendship needs to end, right? This is coming from someone who has ended a lot of friendships in her life for various reasons that I'm not going to get into. But if you don't want to end these friendships, if they're not to the point of toxicity that you need to like get them out of your life, if you're just like, oh, if they just like, if I could, you know, help them kind of not be this way to themselves, then that would kind of change things. Just try to set a few boundaries around your friends. Just like the next time one of your friends tells you that they look disgusting today because they didn't put makeup on, or like I said, oh, these pants make me look fat, blah, blah, blah. Set a boundary with them and be like, look, I don't like it when you talk about yourself that way, because it makes me feel really bad about myself too. It makes me feel really self-conscious, and I don't believe these things about you, and it really hurts that you believe these things about you. And I really hope that you can just take this little bit of advice and just don't talk to yourself like that in front of me, at least. Just set a little boundary with them, and that will help kind of not reiterate those patterns in your own life, right? If you're surrounding yourself with people who are constantly apologizing for your appearance, it's naturally going to leak out into your own life as well. And that's not something we want, right? We want to be strong, confident babes who can take on the world, who are empowered, and who don't fucking apologize for their appearance. The end. The end. So, as always, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support the show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. This podcast is brought to you by The Babes Club, an app to help you along your journey to find your inner badass babe. Head to your app store to download, or head to our web community, app.thebabes.club, to sign up today. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. Send me an email and I may read it on the show. See you next week, babe.